Blog Talk Radio.
People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know on the radio. People you need to know. It's time for people you need to know. It's time for people you need to know.
Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Metro Atlanta's premier business women's spotlight magazine. At People You Need to Know, we're proud to promote women in business and give them world-class recognition along the way. Tune in every week as we introduce you to some of the most knowledgeable, helpful, and creative business women in America. Our show today is brought to you by our new official corporate sponsor, Staples. That was easy. In this segment, we're going to be talking about the joy of connecting, a nationwide networking organization. My guest today is a speaker, author, and CEO of The Joy of Connecting. She's a multidimensional entrepreneur who focuses her energies on supporting the female entrepreneur, professional, and business owner. Her non-membership organization is nationwide and designed as a customer acquisition marketing tool. We are excited to have on the phone today America's Connection Diva, Miss Bonnie Ross Parker. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Spark Plug. I was dancing while you were doing that introduction.
All right. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and you know, it's really exciting for us to have a chance to connect with one another, too. So I'm looking forward to our time together.
Well, Bonnie, are you ready to talk about the joy of connecting?
I'm always ready to talk about joy, Spark Plug.
All right. So let's get right into it, okay?
Sure.
You know, I love your enthusiasm about supporting business women. What motivated you to create your own organization, The Joy of Connecting?
Well, thanks for asking. You know, by background, I don't know if I ever shared this with you before, but I actually helped pioneer mailboxes, et cetera, in the 80s. I was in the D.C. area at the time, and I grew my area from 83 to 95 to 28 franchises, of which I personally own six. Well, when I sold everything and moved to Atlanta, because I worked mostly in a male-dominated arena, I decided that I was going to find a way to support women in business. And to that end, I went to a lot of networking events, but I just found that I really wanted to set something in play that was a little bit different, a little bit more nurturing for women, a little bit more supportive. So in August of 2002, I created my program, The Joy of Connecting, which is a very nurturing, warm environment for women to be who they are, to represent their products and services, and to really have a place where they can be spotlighted and showcased and given the best opportunity for success. So it's a little bit different, and it's not a membership because I didn't want to compete with any existing memberships, but create something that differentiates itself.
Beautiful. Bonnie, why do women join or attend your events?
Well, there's a lot of reasons, Spark Plug. Sometimes a woman's network isn't working and she's looking for an alternative. She may be looking for a business opportunity and thinks by coming she'll meet other women in business that will trigger or give her an impulse to maybe seek her own direction. Women are looking to expand the business they love, and they're also interested in learning about the variety of products and services that other women offer. It's always nice to learn about what other people are doing professionally. Some women come to create new friends and to simply expand relationships. It's not unusual for a woman to find out about the joy of connecting, moving to a new area, and just wanting to really meet women for friendship and to get to know what's going on in her community. Women join to just feel more connected with the female entrepreneur. They like to experience a relaxed, fun, and memorable evening. And you know what else? Sometimes women come because they're just plain curious.
All right. Well, Bonnie, I read that you have many success stories associated with the joy of connecting. Do you have time to share a few with our listening audience?
I would love to share a couple of them. Two that really stand out, and they're quite different. I'm going to share, first of all, one of my licensees. Her name is Carol McNichol, and she's a financial planner. Now, one of the things that Carol has shared with me is that in the financial arena, you have to be really careful about how you advertise and how you promote. They fall under a lot of compliance issues. Well, anyway, Carol has her own Joy of Connecting, and one of the things that she has found that's really boosted her financial planning success is doing seminars. So when she has the Joy of Connecting, she's able to market her seminars through the Joy of Connecting community. That builds her seminar business and lets other women know about what she's doing. And it's the seminar business that's really taken off for her. And it all started because she continually invites new women. They get to tell other women. And from that, she's able to establish a seminar format, workshop format, that has significantly grown her business and meets totally through her compliance issues. So that's one example where a financial planner is benefiting from her alliance with JOC. The other one is quite different. And Debbie Warden actually owns a franchise called Fetch Pet Care. It's a franchise that offers pet sitting. Now, Debbie lives in the Lake Lanier area. When she first decided to become a licensee to grow her pet care business, she said, "Bonnie, parking is going to be a problem." And I said, "Well, will you figure it out?" And they actually have a golf cart that transports women from parking to their driveway to make sure that everyone is safe and that they're able to, you know, park their cars. But the success story is that as a result of the Joy of Connecting, she has significantly expanded her pet sitters, because a lot of women that come love pets. They want to create some extra income. They hook up with Debbie, and she's able to expand her business because she can service more clients in the entire Lake Lanier, Gainesville, Dahlonega area. And now she's one of the top producers in Fetch Pet Care because her audience has now become part of her pet sitting arena. So those are two examples, quite different, but that's just two of hundreds of examples of how women are stepping up and building business using this model. So it's kind of fun to hear the stories, don't you think?
Beautiful, really. Hey, do me a favor, since you mentioned licensees twice, tell listeners a little bit more about what it takes to become a licensee.
Well, thank you. You know, I do it so automatically, spark plug, that I didn't even realize I was doing it, as opposed to participants. Well, you and I know that there are two kinds of people. There are players and there are participants. The participants are women who go online, look for a location for Joy of Connecting in their community, and want to, quote, plug in with the women that will be there. A licensee is somebody that buys my system, the Joy of Connecting system, of how to go out and invite women and set up their own Joy of Connecting in their local community. It's affordable. It includes training. You get on the website a link to your website. So these are the women that are the players. They're the women that want to be go-to individuals in their community. They want to step up their game, and not only are they supporting women in their respective areas, but they're also stepping up and increasing business by doing so. So it's really a win-win. They open up the portal for women to market and network with one another. They get exposure that increases their business as well. So it's the participant and the licensee.
Well, Bonnie, if a woman is interested in getting even more information than she's heard today, what does she need to do?
Well, thank you for asking. The website is thejoyofconnecting.com, and you do need to use the word the, otherwise you come up with something different. And there's lots of articles and information there, but on the lower right side of the homepage, there's a couple of links. One says, "What is JOC?" And that's a little video with music. And the other one says, "Curious about becoming a licensee." And when you click on that, there's a listing of all of the benefits. There's an application somebody can fill out online. And you know what's nice, Spark Plug? There's no obligation to get more information. It's simply sort of differentiates the person that's like, "Well, what is it?" versus somebody that really wants to get more information. The other thing I might mention also on that right side of the homepage is I offer a complimentary ebook, and if somebody just wants to even just plug in their name and their email, I'd be happy to give them that just for visiting the website. So the locations are there, and the information on becoming a licensee are all off of the homepage. So it's a good place for a woman to start if her interest is piqued in finding out more.
Well, I know you just told our listeners about one of the things, but tell our listeners about the two complimentary giveaways you have on your websites.
Okay, well, the first one is the ebook, and that's called Y-O-U, You, Set a High Standard for Being Human, and it takes the reader through 15 different standards on how we can all up our game on how we can do better in our interactive, in our relationships. The other one is actually off of my speaker site, which is Bonnie Ross, R-O-S-S, Parker, no hyphen, .com. And there's also a complimentary, it isn't actually a book. It's two motivational pieces a month. It's called The Connection Diva Online. And again, it's just a name or an email. And twice a month, 24 times in a year, the recipient receives just a motivational piece to help him or her along the way. It could be acknowledge your greatness, or it could be about, you know, take care of yourself, or about grandchildren or whatever, just to kind of sit back and for 2 or 3 minutes read something that can inspire somebody to do a better job for themselves or the people they meet along the way.
And Bonnie, before we bring this interview to a close, what would you like to leave our listeners with regarding the joy of connecting?
Well, thank you. You know, my little mantra is make every connection count. That's easy. Make every connection count. And I say that because you never know who you're going to meet and the difference you can make in that person's life. You never know who you're going to meet who can make a difference in your life. When you make every connection count, you value each individual for who that person is, what they represent, and by building relationships, knowing that any one person can either make a difference or you can enrich their lives is the best way to be of service to one another. So I say make every connection count, whether it's at the bank, the pool, business, community, it doesn't matter, because leaving a positive, indelible imprint is really all about serving. And you have a service mind, and so do I. And we need more individuals to be of service, because it always comes back.
Beautiful. That's a great way to look at life. And finally, tell our listeners how you can be reached.
Thank you. I can be reached. I'm in Atlanta, and I know radio goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. Atlanta is, my phone number is 770-333-7923, or by email, bootgirl, B-O-O-T-G-I-R-L, at thejoyofconnecting.com. And while you didn't ask, I will preempt the question by saying I always wear cowboy boots, and that's how I got the email of bootgirl, and my book is Walk in My Boots, The Joy of Connecting. So I try and brand any way I can, just like you do.
Beautiful. Well, Miss Bonnie Ross Parker, speaker, author, and CEO of The Joy of Connecting, thanks for being with us today.
And thanks for having me.
My pleasure. You've been listening to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio, the radio station connecting you to America's leading business professionals like Miss Bonnie Ross Parker. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Spark Plug Radio or visit our website at sparkplugpeople.com, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at PYNTK. I want to take a moment to thank my executive producer, Ms. Jacqueline Benjamin Thomas, for doing another brilliant job. For more information about our guest, visit her websites at thejoyofconnecting.com or BonnieRossParker.com. This is Spark Plug encouraging you to keep supporting women in business, because when women succeed, the nation prospers. So until next time, always remember that you can add a spark to whatever you do, and thanks for tuning in.